Good morning, Exotics Vet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Oh, yeah, sure. Come. Cool. Have you been here before? Sorry, you said you have? Oh, I do apologize. I have seen about 300 chickens since then. So I'm sure once I read the file, it'll definitely jog my mind. But, Oh, yeah, we see like maybe like 1 to 5 every day. So, yeah, we're super, super busy with them, which is good. But, yeah, just what was your last name again? Sorry. Yep. I call it America. Cool. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, it's kind of nice when they just make that decision for us, if I'm being honest. Just that, okay, awesome. Well, we've got your file, so we'll put your bird on this. He said, was it Harriet? Sorry. Oh, sorry. What was it? Juliet. Cool. And how old's Juliet? Sure. Yeah, I think she's probably fitting with this reproductive disease. So, it's usually what we see. Definitely, yeah, and oftentimes we actually put them on it for life because they do honestly just lay until they die. But it sounds like I guess the worry for me would be if she's had it ongoing for a long time, she might have some things inside that might actually require surgery rather than just medical therapy, because they often get backed up and they have honestly sometimes they remove like a coconut size like eggs that have just been stuck together, or sometimes they can have like all their bowel is like adhered together from inflammation, or you know, like cancer as well. So yeah, we just have to see if she's a good candidate for any of that sort of stuff. And you know, that's what we'll talk about today, is if we feel like she's, you know, a good candidate for moving forward and medication and stuff like that. So yeah, we'll figure out the right plan for her. But yeah, it could be a few different things. Cool. What was his name, sorry? Dan. Cool. All right, awesome. All right, we'll see Dan at 2 o'clock. Thanks, Marika. All right, see ya. Bye.